punishment and those things that are going to be parallel from his punishment. And he said that those who have fear of Allah are those who will be under the shade, when there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some benefits that we gain from taqwa, brothers and sisters in Islam. Some of those benefits we gain in the dunya, and some of those benefits we gain in the akhirah. Some of the benefits that we gain in the dunya that stem from having taqwa are as follows. One, it is a cause for felicitation and easiness. For felicitation and easiness for the human beings' affairs in this life. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will make it easy for them in this life. He says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مُخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يَسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for them the exit. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and provide for them the place they have no expectation. And whoever has taqwa in Allah, Allah will make his task, his affairs, easy for him. If we're wondering why things are so difficult for us, maybe it's because we don't have taqwa. Because those who are the muttaqun, those who have taqwa, Allah smooths the path for them. Allah makes it easy for them. Another benefit that we gain from the taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the human being protection from the harmful things of shaitan. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the English translation says, that surely those who have taqwa, when they are touched by a party of the shaitan, of the shayateen, when part of the shaitan from the jinn and the men touch them with some type of evil, they remember. And they are the ones who have clear vision. They have protection. Protection from the shaitan. Those who have taqwa, a benefit that they receive from this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heavens for them and give them barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, we would have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth. If they had taqwa, Allah would send all types of barakat from the heavens and from the earth, if they only had taqwa. Another benefit from having a taqwa is the cause for success of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in being able to distinguish truth from falsehood. If you have taqwa, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause you to be al-furqan, al-mufassil. You'll be able to distinguish truth from falsehood. Maybe this is the reason why we don't know who should we be following. Maybe this is the reason why they're being misled by people. Because we don't have taqwa. The element of taqwa gives you the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood. Tawheed and shirk. Sunnah and bid'ah. Wala wal bara. Having taqwa does these things to us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all you who believe have taqwa in Allah, and He will make for you a furqan. He will make for you those things that will be able to distinguish and differentiate between light and wrong, truth and falsehood, light and darkness. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمَنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. All you who believe have taqwa in Allah and believe in His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you kiflayn, ajrayn. He will give you two rewards from His mercy. And He will make for you, and He will make you a light. He will make for you and make you a light in which you will be able to walk in. You have a light that will guide you just by having taqwa. And another benefit from a taqwa is that it is the cause or the reason for taking us out of dire straits and precarious predicaments. We find ourselves in situations we call between a rock and a hard place. You want to get between those two situations? Then you should have taqwa. And also, a taqwa is the means for acquiring the rizq, the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the abundance for those who have taqwa, no matter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in, whatever situation he puts you in. As we mentioned earlier, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثَ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has taqwa in Allah, he will make for them an exit and provide for them from a place they have no expectation. The children of Israel's front, the face of them was before the Red Sea. They saw no way out. And behind them was the most tyrannical, treacherous army that ever existed on the face of the planet Earth at that time. Pharaoh and his army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. We split the sea for you, and we drowned Pharaoh and his army, and you saw it. There are nowhere to go. And because of the taqwa they had in their chest, and the predicament they were in, they couldn't swim across the Red Sea, and they couldn't fight them, because they were too large and too mighty. Because of just the element of taqwa in their chest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only split the Red Sea, he split it in 12 places, and each tribe of the 12 tribes walked through. And Allah drowned them. They turned around and watched Pharaoh's army drown. And Pharaoh. And then with his treacherous self, he tried to say he believed. And Jibreel, alayhi salam, told the Prophet, alayhi salatu salam, O Muhammad, I wish you could have been there to watch me when I took the mud from the soil, the stinking black mud, and stuffed it in his mouth so he couldn't complete La ilaha illallah. And taqwa is the cause for obtaining the wilayah, the friendship, the protecting patronage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those who become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. That surely, those who are the awliya, the friends of Allah, they are nothing but those who have taqwa. Those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them his friends. Allahu Akbar. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And surely those who transgress the bounds, one from among the other, they are awliya. They are protecting friends of one another. And Allah is wali. He is the protecting friend of those who have taqwa. And a taqwa is also the reason or the cause for having courage and lack of fear from any of the harmful things, the tricks and the plots of the shaitan and the plots of the kafirun. For those individuals who want to have protection from the tricks of the United States, al-wilayat al-mutta'ida al-shaytaniya, the United States of Shaitan, or any so-called government that seems to have so much might and strength, if you want to have protection from the harmful things of this country and any other government, then you have to have taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have taqwa in Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you protection, as he says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you have patience and you have taqwa, then no plot, no plan, no scheme, no nefarious machination of the kuffar will be able to harm you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Nothing. The planting of bombs, the bugging of your phones, the spying on you, the disinformation, these intelligent techniques, none of these things will be able to harm you. None of them. And as one brother who was among us, who was a police officer, when he went to some training course, he said, Daoud, if you could see some of the things these people have, the technological advancements they have, the things that they use on us, he said, the only way we can be protected from these type of things, be able to hear your conversation miles and miles and miles and miles away. The only way you can have protection from these things is that you have taqwa and from Allah's protection. That's the only way that you can have protection from these things. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, among those benefits that we get in this dunya, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that we will have the lack of hostility towards each other and harm for the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And don't help and help one another in righteousness and taqwa, and don't help one another in sin and transgression and hostility. Another cause of the benefits of taqwa is honoring the symbols and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the symbols of Allah, then it is truly because of the taqwa of their hearts. And again, some of those things that we gain benefit from having a taqwa is the correction and the rectification of your deeds and the actions of your hearts and the forgiveness of sins. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقَالُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. All who believe, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say a word directed to the right. Say a word straight to the point. When this happens, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah will correct your deeds to you, and He will forgive you of your sins. Also, a sign of having taqwa, and the result of having taqwa, are those that when they hear the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, either coming from his mouth, or even after his death, they don't raise their voices, but they subdue their voices when the Messenger of Allah is speaking. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. Surely those who lower their voices in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger, they are the ones whose hearts have taqwa. And the scholars of Islam, brothers and sisters, they say that this is a hated thing, whether the Messenger of Allah is alive or he's dead. In the time when the Messenger was alive walking among us, it was not permissible for us to raise our voices in his presence. And after the Prophet died, this verse still stands. For if a person comes to you with an authenticated hadith from the scholars of hadith, and it's unanimously agreed upon that this hadith is authentic, it is not for anyone to say, well, my imam says this, or my sheikh says that, or my opinion is this. You are now raising your voice in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this shows a decrease or a lack of taqwa. Those who have taqwa, they are not forward in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, whether he's alive or he's dead. And because of this, some of the scholars of Islam say that even in front of the grave of the Messenger of Allah, you're not supposed to raise your voice. And another reason from the benefits of the taqwa is the assertion or the attainment of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you. When you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. These are some of the benefits, brothers and sisters, for having taqwa. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in a taqwa and to fear the punishment that is severe, that is strong. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.